It's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. If you've listened to some of my earlier podcasts, you know that what I do sometimes is go through journals or magazines that the general public doesn't get and give information that they probably wouldn't find. And one of my favorites to look at is the Monitor on Psychology, which is a publication of the American Psychological Association. And last April, there was an article by Erica Packard, who's a staff reporter, on some research that came out of Harvard on teenage brains. And I just thought today's podcast would be perfect to present this information. And so here it is. You know, I've been dealing with adolescent patients for years, and I would discuss their poor judgment and impulse control with their parents as not just an outgrowth of their resistance and animosity towards parental control, but as an outgrowth of the fact that their brains just don't analyze and make decisions the same way that adults do. And I try to explain to adults why their kids are not just being oppositional and difficult, but sometimes just acting like adolescents. Same way, I try to explain to adolescents that their parents don't look at the world the same way they do. And that's important for both parties to kind of understand how the other person thinks to get along better. And I've been doing this for years, but it turns out that some research coming out of Harvard University by a neuropsychologist, Deborah Todd Yergelin, has probably proven me right. And she's been using neuroimaging to investigate the neural patterns and emotional patterns of teens. And what they've come up with in this study, or series of studies actually, by this team, is that poor judgment might be actually due to the white matter of the front brain, the prefrontal cortex, not being insulated well enough. And as children grow and as mature, the insulation increases and the communication between the neurons improves. So it's kind of like, you know, think about wires and not having insulation and electricity just jumping all over the place. And when wires are insulated, the electric current is maintained and directed where it's supposed to be, as opposed to, you know, jumping and crossing all over the place. And so the impulse control of boys and the logic of girls might be improved with the improved myelin sheath over the nerves. And that takes time. So the study from Harvard, from Dr. Deborah Todd Yergelin, who studied these, you know, children in Harvard's University McLean Hospital Cognitive Neuroimaging and Neuropsychological Laboratory, have proven the point that adolescence is a time when brains are just not fully formed. And that's why what seems to be a good idea to your adolescent or to an adolescent may not be a good idea to an adult. Isabel Rosso, who also works in the same Harvard laboratory with Dr. Yergelin Todd, found that social anxiety increases with development. And that's because abstract skills increase and the adolescents are able to kind of put themselves in other person's positions or empathize or be more aware. And when they become more aware, they may become a little bit more socially anxious. Now, the researchers have indicated that although there's this neurobiological piece to adolescence thinking and behavior, that they're not ruling out that there are other variables that need to be considered, such as environmental factors, parental influences, peers, and, you know, the rules and regulations that an adolescent might be growing up in. So it's important to know that your child's behavior may be a reflection of neurobiological impulses and that they will grow and mature over time, but also understand that rules and regulations and limits are still important for the proper development and proper growth of adolescents. Well, before I close out the show, I just want to announce that I've been doing these podcasts for almost 2 years. April will be the two-year mark, and I've decided to make some changes. First of all, I'm going to get a better intro and outro. And second of all, and more importantly, I'm going to change the format of the show so that I'm going to be doing more interviewing rather than just me pontificating. And I'm going to get some interesting guests who will offer some varied approaches to psychology and mental health services. Hopefully they'll be entertaining and informative. And we're going to see if we could kind of spice up the show a bit. So until next time, this has been Dr. Gurr. And again, you could see more about me on my website at www.drsgurr.com.
The host of The Trench is In, a show that was produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. You can see more of Dr. Gurr on his website at www.drsgurr.com.